Martha, I'm going to start off with you if I may, and let's try and actually, before we talk about solutions, let's talk about the problems that we're specifically trying to address that plan sponsors have.
Okay. So I think the important thing is to step back as a plan sponsor and say, what's the problem we're trying to solve? This shouldn't be a solution in search of a problem. How you answer that is going to vary by industry, and it's also going to depend whether you're coming at it from the finance side of the house or the HR side of the house. A lot of plan sponsors out there today are in the process or recently transitioned away from defined benefit plans. And I think those plan sponsors are very sensitive to what gets lost when you move from DB to DC. One example would be if you are closing your DB plan to new participants, so your new employees only have access to a DC plan. How do you try to provide some equity between those two employee groups? Because your existing employees have protection against the market downturn, they have protection against longevity risk, but you're bringing in your new employees and saying, sorry, we're not going to make that available to you. Other key issues are, do you have a problem with productivity? Are you seeing shifts? Is it declining? That can result from two things, or two things can contribute to that. One could be you have retirees who need to retire, older workers who need to retire, but aren't able to because they can't afford to. Avery came out with some pretty good statistics about after the 2008 market, how did people respond? Well, the most significant one was people delayed retirement. Another one is, if people are worried about their financial situation, that can impact their productivity as well. So it's not just your older workers. So that financial security is a big key. The other question you need to ask as a plan sponsor is, how committed are we to this? What level of effort are we willing to put into this? Are we just going to make it simply available? Do you just want to check the box and say, okay, got that covered? Do you actively want to encourage it, which to me means educate, educate, educate? And I think we have learned in the last 10 to 15 years that education only goes so far. So the third option is to actively encourage it. And to me that means putting participants on the right path, what we in our great wisdom might consider the right path, but give them the option, make them work hard to get off that path.
So in other words, a default.
A default, yep. But to me, success isn't just plan sponsors add it to their plan. Success is defined by utilization and appropriate utilization, and we could spend an entire hour talking about what appropriate utilization is.
And